Smith on Talk Radio.
So difficult times for people whose jobs they've either gone or they're looking at them and saying that perhaps this is not the way of the future, or certainly not for some time. And rather sort of oddly, butlering seems to be a thing which people are now thinking about. Lucy Challenger is from Polo and Tweed and joins us now. Lucy, good morning to you. Tell us about Polo and Tweed. Hello? Lucy? Oh, well, I know what Polo is, and I know what Tweed is.
But I like a bit of Tweed. So someone's bath holding a towel up for them to get out of the bath like I was.
Just getting in through the butlering at this very moment, yeah, in time. But, of course, I think probably most of us know butlering essentially through films, don't we? Through films and...
Yeah, like, what was it, Alfred in Batman?
Well, you've got Alfred in Batman, you've got...
Is Carson a butler in Downton? Or is he a valet?
And I always thought it was valet until I heard it. I always thought it was a valet.
Yeah, valet
park. No, it's valet.
A valet.
No.
Yeah, because I always thought valet parking.
It's like Mowat. It's not.
Yeah.
Mowat in general.
The A in the middle.
Yeah, but and I wonder if it was because, of course, after the French, we then fell out with the French big time. I know we were always falling out with the French, but that was when we started talking things about looking glass instead of mirror, so all French words, and it's why they...
Oh, really?
Yes, and it's why the upper class kind of stopped using the word toilet, because of course, came from toilette, so they talked about lavatories, so they just changed the thing. So that's all to do with falling out with the French big time, so that anything that is considered you know, there they were all kind of using French and being all upper class, and then we went terribly English. And that's when all those words started being... So maybe it was valet originally, and then became valet when we kind of went, right, none of this French nonsense.
I just took up friends once who used to talk about things like, you couldn't say a toilet, you had to say a lavatory.
I had to say napkin,
and I would constantly say serviette.
Yeah, but serviette, of course, French.
Yeah.
And napkin, English.
I did see one of the papers this week talking about the loss of, or the amount of bulk buying of lavatory paper, and I thought,
I think we call it Lou Rolls, and he sings... Doesn't he sing really good songs? No, that's Lou Reed. Polo and Tweed. Listen, we were talking about butlers and valets, and I'll tell you might know the difference actually between a butler and a valet. Lucy Challenger, I said, from Polo and Tweed. Hello, Lucy.
Hello, everyone.
Butler and valet, difference?
So a butler is officially the server of the bottles, the keeper of the bottles, often head of the household, in charge of all the staff, whereas the valet in the UK and Europe is in charge of the wardrobe and the clothing.
Oh, there we go then. But a butler could be in charge of clothing if you designate one.
Absolutely. In the smaller households that have less staff, yes. For those that don't have perhaps as extensive wardrobes and, you know, so many properties that need inventory of all the clothing, then the butler would be in charge of the wardrobe as well.
So tell me about your... Since COVID-19, you have seen a large leap in people saying, do you know what, I think I want to be a butler.
Yes. I mean, this week has been unprecedented. I mean, Polo and Tweed are basically getting emails, calls, text messages from people in our wider network, people that we haven't necessarily dealt with previously, saying, you know, we've just been given the sack, we have no earnings, our earnings have been suspended, and we'd like to retrain and take command of our own careers, and tell us about becoming butlers or working in private service. So I hope that there is a bit of a silver lining for these poor people that are losing their income to consider their options and think about retraining.
Lucy, hi there, it's Rhea. The sorts of people that you're recruiting for, or rather helping with in households, mm-hmm. I'd imagine that crises like this make very little difference to them.
Yeah, well, a lot of the staff live in, often, on larger estates or even in cities. You have staff that will live on site. So actually, when people are sort of forced into self-isolation or limiting, you know, the traffic and footfall through that, the properties, the staff are there anyway. So it is business as usual. You know, the staff will continue. The staff are the ones that go to do the shopping and visit the chaos of the supermarkets. But then, you know, they're the ones already there. So the domestic industry is definitely less impacted. And equally, you know, if people are used to having that support in their homes, they don't really want it to stop because they're used to that support. On the other hand, families that are now being asked to self-isolate and work from home, suddenly they're faced with their children being at home and thinking, well, hang on, how do I do my work from home whilst trying to look after my children at the same time? I mean, it's impossible. So they're calling us and saying, well, can you provide us temporary support in the house, someone to live in the home and look after my children while I continue to work?
Sorry about that. Hi, Lucy. It's Russ here. Now, as a professional northerner, which he says on my passport, would I have to do anything with my accent if I was to become a butler?
Oh, gosh, no, absolutely. Authenticity is at the heart of everything. So accents are lovely. You can... multiple languages are fantastic. Any weird and wonderful skills you might have...
What, juggling?
Enhances. Just enhances your ability to work in private service.
Oh, right, that's brilliant. I don't have any language skills, but I do know all the moves to Tragedy by Steps.
Okay, well, I think that should definitely get the top of your resume or CV.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's a big starting point.
I'll type it up this afternoon. I'll get Penny's butler to type it up for me.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Lucy might actually have been saying that. Yes, that's a really good skill.
No, you say that, but actually, often the company Payload 2, we get some weird and wonderful requests. We've had requests for butlers that are professional bakers, so that they can, you know, make basically the Great British Bake Off happen in the principal's kitchen. We've had butlers that have been requested to be professional ski instructors, so that they can, you know, jet off with the principal and then go skiing. So any, you know, more unusual skills, if you're trained masseuse or beautician, these all come into really good standing when you're going into private service.
And how long does it take, sorry, I'm asking for Russ now, how long does it take for Russ to be turned into a butler?
So we were taken through our Polo & Tweed Silver Service training course, then our Polo & Tweed housekeeping course, then we have the etiquette, the house management, the yacht management, and the butlering. We also have some front of house that we were teaching as well. So from start to finish, if you wanted to do the full crash course, it would be around 3 weeks of training, and then at the end of that, he'd be ready to start work.
The only problem is I'm like a cheap wine. I don't travel well, so I wouldn't be good on a yacht.
Okay, well, you could stick with... Are you okay with the private jet side of things?
Oh, yeah, obviously. We don't do it all the time to pop up to Barrow.
So you could stick with the private jets and just, you know, we could put that into your contract that you don't want to be on the super yacht. That's not a problem.
How much can Russ expect to make out of this?
So entry-level butlers in the domestic scene will be starting at around £35,000 to £40,000 gross a year, and then they can go upwards of that, and we have placed over £100,000 gross, up to £150,000 sometimes in the US placement.
And how much money I bought my own butler?
Say that again, sorry.
If I was earning 100,000 plus as a butler, I would want to employ my own butler. I'm amazed that if you're earning that much money, you're willing to service other people.
Yeah, well, I think it suits a certain type of personality. So if you enjoy serving others and pleasing and making the most incredible things happen for people around you, that's the kind of person that does well as a butler. It's definitely not suited to everyone. You have to have the right personality. And often a lot of butlers enjoy seeing the world, travelling, you know, living a life that they may not otherwise have access to. And then, you know, often when they retire, their principals, who are their employees, will give them homes, you know, give them houses, give them things to retire with. So it really is a very lucrative career. You don't even have to be traditionally educated. You know, you don't have to be able to read or write very well. You don't have to have master's degrees. You could have left school at 16 and go on to earn over 100k.
Right, and I suppose the only problem at the moment is about whether you can travel to go and see these families.
Yes, so a lot of our butlers are sort of holding up, you know, with the families and staying in the estates and the properties. Recruitment is still happening. People are doing video conferencing, and obviously once things are signed off to integrate again, then, you know, they can meet again in person. So there is a slight slowing down of the recruitment industry, as with all industries. But the demand for domestic staff, particularly with how we've seen it with my company, it's just continuing.
Yeah, and maybe if there was a husband and wife team, that would be good as well.
Domestic couple, yeah. That's what they're called.
Domestic couple. There was a thing.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be husband and wife. It could be brothers and sisters. It could be, you know, just friends, you know, of the same gender.
Yeah.
But if you work well as a team, then being a domestic couple is highly sought after by my clients.
And Lucy, presumably, if people were listening to this and thinking, sign me up immediately, they just go on to Polo and Tweed.
Polo and Tweed,
and there it is.
Polo and Tweed, we're on all the social networks, so people can reach out to us. or just come to our website, polarintweet.com, and drop us an email, give us a call, and, you know, all my team are working now remotely, following the government guidelines, so we're no longer based in Mayfair at the moment, but our office is still there, so we're always ready to speak, and just if people want to have a chat or support about their careers, you know, if they're a bit unsure about what to do next or just need some guidance, you know, we're always happy to chat to anyone. They don't have to be registered on our books to see.
Lucy, thank you very much. That's Lucy Challenger.
Thank you.
And Ross has...
I've already sent an email.
As bold are you? Would you be good at that, though, Ross, really?
I'd be absolutely shocking. I don't care enough about other people.
You see,
I could barely bring myself to do an online shop for my parents this week to be delivered next Wednesday.
And I'd be OK as long as when I tidied everything, it stayed tidy. Otherwise, I'd have a go at them. Can you just stop dropping stuff everywhere, is what I'd probably keep on saying.
Yeah, and also like to do things. If someone did the washing up and it wasn't done right, I'd have to do it again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, do it.